Welcome to your Calvary Creation Minute. This is Steve. The other day, I was reading an interesting press release stating that, quote, unknown animals were leaving bird-like footprints in the late Triassic southern Africa, end of quote. This appears to be a simple title, but has huge implications. I've been asked from time to time where the ideas for the Creation Minutes come from. They usually start with an interesting article like this one. Let me walk through the next part, which is to break apart the article and ask some simple questions. The researchers in this article found trackways preserved in stone and identified six characteristic features that were consistent with bird tracks. If you look at the pictures, the tracks have a three-toe foot design, similar to birds we see today, such as emus, rheas, or bustards. So, the obvious question is why don't they identify these trackways as belonging to birds? It's because the trackways were dated to be in the Triassic at 215 million years. And if you're an evolutionist, that's about 60 million years before birds are supposed to exist. So how do you get bird tracks before birds exist? This is an out-of-place fossil. But rather than make this admission, they get around this problem by identifying this animal as unknown, because it doesn't fit into the evolutionary narrative. However, these fossils are not out of place according to a biblical narrative. Genesis tells us that birds have existed since the first week of creation, and their trackways are a testament to the recent flood of Noah. To learn more, contact me at creation@calvarychapel.ca and tune in to our new podcast on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts.